From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We start today with a complaint from the European Union against Google. Authorities there allege the company has violated antitrust laws. They accuse Google of abusing its search engine dominance to steer people to other Google products and services. EU authorities have also announced an investigation into Google's Android operating system. Here to talk about it all is Marketplace's Molly Wood. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Adrienne.
So tell me, what do we know about the specific allegations against Google?
So there are essentially two sets of allegations. The first one claims that Google favors its own services in its search results, so that if you go to the web and you search for something, you'll get Google-owned results higher and more prominently than you would get other businesses. And then the second set of complaints is actually about Android, which is interesting. The European Commission claims that Google is forcing manufacturers who use Android to bundle Google services, which is very reminiscent of the old Microsoft complaint, actually. So if Google comes to Samsung and says, absolutely, you can use Android, or if they go to Asus or a smaller Acer, somebody who's a smaller manufacturer, Google makes an agreement with them of some sort. So what the European Commission wants to know is what's in that agreement. Do they say, you're in, you're all in, you can't use anything else, and by the way, no putting Bing on this phone?
What do we know about how prepared Google was for these complaints?
We know they were anticipating it, and it's not a surprise to anyone. I mean, right. Google has, there have been hints of this for a long time. Google was investigated by the FTC in the United States, which did clear it of anti-competitive behavior, but let's be honest, it was a squeaker. So we know that they have been prepared, and they were specifically prepared for these European Commission complaints because they released an internal memo to Google employees saying, okay, this is coming. Don't worry about it. We're going to be fine. And here are all the reasons we're going to be fine.
And could we see similar complaints here in the U.S.?
That, I think, is the really interesting question, because like I said, there's been some smoke in the U.S. before. Now, Google's way bigger in the European Union than they are in the U.S. They actually have a 90% market share. So it's possible that it might not cross the pond. But I think once there's smoke, it's hard not to see this one burst into flame.
Marketplace's Molly Wood, thanks so much.
My pleasure.